Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is my mind. It's alert. My heart is receptive and open. I will not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. You sound so good. Give God your best. Come on, church, is that your very best on a Wednesday night? Amen. Open your Bible with me to Proverbs, the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 4. I gave you the introduction. If you haven't been with us on Wednesday nights, we're talking about habits. We're talking about positioning ourselves so that 2019 will be better than 2018. I want to go to a new level, and I already said it. If you're a note taker, I'd write it down. It's worth remembering that for every new level, it will demand of me that I change. For every new level, it will demand of me that I become a different person. Well, I think we all want to change and get better, or we wouldn't be here tonight. So how do we change? How do we get better? How do we become different? It's all through habits, because you and I are a product of our daily routine. You and I are a product of our daily process. So if we want to become different, we're going to have to change our habits, leave our old hurts, our old history, and our old habits back there in 2018, and develop some new habits for 2019 so we can go to a new level, a new season. This year will be much better. And again, I say better than last year. Can I have a witness in the house? So that's what we're talking about on Wednesday nights. And how do we change? We change by changing our habits. And we talked about that a habit, let me define it for you, is a behavior that's repeated. A habit is a behavior that's repeated over and over again. Does that make sense? That a habit, our habits determine our destiny. We know that, right? Show me your daily routine and I'll show you your future. Your future is hidden in your daily routine. So our habits are connected to the direction that our life is going. So if we want to change our direction, we change our habits. And what is a habit? It's a behavior. Listen real close now. It's a behavior that's repeated what? Over and over again. So a habit is a behavior, and our behaviors are a product of our belief system, right? Whatever we're believing, we're acting out in our behavior. Whatever we're believing, we're acting out in our behavior. The Bible says that you can look at someone's face and the reflection of their face, and it will reveal their attitudes. Am I right? It's in the book of Proverbs. So our behaviors, like tonight, you all are acting really blessed. Why? Because you believe it's God's will that you have a new car. Amen. So whatever we're believing, we're behaving. That makes sense? You know, if you're believing good things are going to happen, then you're going to act like it, right? Whatever you're believing, you're acting out. If you have high expectations, you're going to act that out. So our habits are behaviors repeated over and over and over again. So our behaviors are a product of what we're believing. Am I right? Everyone say believing, behaviors. What I'm believing, I'm behaving. Okay? So how do you change a belief system? You change a belief system with your thoughts. Because whatever you're thinking, you're believing. And whatever you're believing, you're acting it out in a behavior. And when you repeat that behavior, it becomes a habit. Someone said, we form our habits And then our habits do what? Form us. So if you don't like the way you are tonight, you can change. I'm here to tell you tonight, you can change. And if you need help in changing, tomorrow night, every Thursday night, we have Celebrate Recovery. And we're here to help you. We're here to give you a safe environment where you won't be judged, you won't be put down, but you'll be loved, embraced, and believed in. Come on, somebody. Right now is a good time for a praise break. Come on, give the Lord a good praise. Amen. So, if I want to change, and I've got to change for life to get better, we've got to keep evolving. We're lifelong learners. We want to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. We want to be our best, give God our best. We want this to be the best year of our life. So for it to be better than last year, I've got to leave those old habits there. I've got to leave the old history there. And I forgot, I've got to leave the old hurts there. And I've got to establish new habits. How do you do that? Through mind management. Am I saying too much already tonight? Am I connecting with y'all? Is this helpful? It's through mind management, or managing our mind, or if that scares you, the Bible talks about taking control of your thoughts, right? We're to cast down every thought that disagrees with the Word of God. If not, the thought becomes an imagination, and the imagination becomes a stronghold, and it holds us captive. The Bible says, as a man or a woman thinketh, so will their life be. We'll never rise above our best thought. So if we want to change a habit, we change it by changing what we are believing. I gave you a great resource, greatest book I've ever read on habits, Atomic Habits. Encourage you to get the book. You can get it on Audible. Listen to it going to work, going to school, coming home. It'll absolutely help you in how to change a habit, the law of replacement, what we need, how it works. So if I want to change a habit, I've got to change what I'm believing. I change what I'm believing by changing what I'm thinking. I change what I'm thinking by what? Managing my thought life, by mind management. Okay, you still with me? Look at this verse, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Let's all read it together on the count of three. This is amazing in the good news. One, two, three. Be careful, be selective, be intentional, control how you think. Manage your thought life. Mind management. The management, being intentional, of your thought life. He said, be careful how you think. Could we all agree that's basically what he's saying there? Think about what you are. John Maxwell wrote a book talking about think about what you are thinking about. My mind is my mind. We are responsible for our thought life. So it says be careful, be cautious, be intentional, be selective, be in control of your thought life. Why? Because your life and my life is shaped by what our neighbor thinks. No, by what our parents think, by what our friends think, our foes think. No, your life and my life is shaped, watch this now, not even by your circumstances. How many times, you probably haven't, but how many times have I said, oh God, would you please just change my circumstances? God, change this, remove that. God, get this out of here, bring that in here. God, change my circumstances. If you just change my circumstances, God, then I'd be happy. If you just change my circumstances, God, then everything would be better. No, no, no. You know what? God's more interested in you changing the way you think than in Him changing your circumstances. I'm going to say that again. Because notice, your circumstances do not control your life. Your thought life shapes and controls and directs your life. Your thought life, not your circumstances, not the culture, not your neighbors, not your DNA, not your genetics, Not what the doctor, the psychologist, the psychiatrist, it's all good, but they don't control your life. Those who have abused you, those who have hurt you, those who have cursed you, those who have neglected you, those who have rejected you, those who have put you down, they can't control your life without your permission. What is in control of your life? Your thought life. So we're asking God, God, change my life. And God's saying, I can't change your life until you change your mind. God can't change our life until we change our mind. If you want your life to change, then you have to change your mind. If you want your life to change, then you have to change your mind. What are we doing here on a Wednesday night when most churches don't even have a Wednesday night service? What are we doing here tonight? Mind renewal. Amen. What are we doing here right now? The privilege that I have of being your pastor, teacher, what am I doing? I am brainwashing you. We are having mind renewal. We are aligning our mind with the thoughts of God. We are aligning our mind with the Word of God. We're finding out the good news. We're finding out that we can find freedom, that we can overcome addictions. We can overcome our old history. We can overcome all of our old hurts. We can overcome all of our old habits. And how do we do that? By taking control of our thought life, by mind management, by being careful, by being cautious, by being intentional, by being selective, to being effective in every day of our life. Praise break. Come on, give God praise for transformation. So we're asking God to change our circumstances, make our life better. And God's saying, I can't change your circumstances any more than I can. I would rather you change your mind, because when you change your mind, then I can help you change your life. The greatest thing you and I can do as a Christian, once we become a Christian, the most important thing you and I can do as a Christian, once we become a Christian, it's called renewing our mind. It's called a soul that's prospering. It's called changing the way we think. I was sharing this in staff meeting today. Have you ever wondered why there are some sinners happier than saints? And there are, aren't they? You and I know people that aren't in church tonight that are happier than a lot of church folk. You and I know people tonight that are more well off physically, mentally, financially, and socially, not spiritually, but all the other areas, than most Christians. Well, I thought this thing is supposed to work for us, becoming Christ-like, Christ follower, Christian, born again. Why is it then that a lot of times people in the world are more successful, they're more satisfied, they're more happy than those who are in the church? What's the disconnect? Why isn't it getting from the pulpit to the pew? Why isn't it working? Why isn't their life changed? Why isn't there transformation? I'll tell you why. Because there's a disconnect between hearing it and doing it. Hearing it and doing it. I grew up in the church. I've been a Christian for a half a century. And here's what I know. Everybody who comes to church, you know, they don't act like a Christian. Come on. Just because I go to McDonald's tonight doesn't mean I'm a Big Mac, right? Just because I sit in the garage doesn't mean I'm a hot rod, right? So you know, a lot of times, you know, people will go to church and they sit and listen to the Bible and they think that's going to transform them. That is not going to bring transformation. The only thing that changes us as Christians is the renewal of your mind, is the renewing of your mind. The only thing that will bring change, real transformation, is the meditation and the application of God's Word in our life. Hearing it and then doing it. Because if I hear it and don't do it, it doesn't bless me, nor does it bring transformation. Somebody help me tonight. Am I making sense? Is this connecting with you tonight? So it's not enough just to hear it. That's why a lot of Christians, they love the Lord. They go to church, but they're defeated. They're depressed. They're confused. They're unhappy. They're dissatisfied. Why? Hearing it is not enough. I've got to hear it, and then I've got to do it. I've got to do the work. I've got to do the word. And what is that, y'all? That's renewing my mind. I know what it is. It's going with Pastor this year in the one-year Bible. It's having a daily Bible reading plan. It's being systematic. It's being strategic. Here's what I know. The greatest leaders in history were strategists. They had a strategy. Here's what I know. Being a Christian for 50 years, the most successful Christians that I have ever known had a strategy. They had a plan. They had a daily routine. They had a little talk with Jesus every day. Amen. Before they went to work, before they went to school, they had a Bible reading plan. You know, John Osteen used to tell me, you know, Dave, every day, read 5 Psalms. This is John Osteen told me this years ago. He said, read 5 Psalms. He said, read 3 in the morning and 2 at night, 5 Psalms, 31 days in a month. What is that? Read the whole book of Psalms every month. There's 150 Psalms in the Bible, right, church? So come on, help me. If we read 5 a day, 31 days, what's that? That's more than 150, right? So John Osteen told me, you do that every day. You have a plan and you do that. Then he told me, read a proverb a day. Every successful, overcoming, satisfied, happy Christian I know has a system. They have a plan. They have a devotion. They have a time. They have a quiet time. They get away. They withdraw. They have a little talk with Jesus. And out of that comes real transformation. Y'all with me, church? Man, I'm having fun tonight. I hope you have as much fun as I'm having. Do y'all see this? Be careful. Think about what you are thinking about. What is the dominant thought you've been thinking about today? Because whatever the dominant thought you've been thinking about today, that's the center of your life. What is the most dominant thought you've been thinking about today? Because whatever you've been thinking about the most today is the biggest thing you got going on in your life today. Is it your job? Is it your bills? Is it your kids? Is it your grandkids? Is it your hobbies? Is it your career? Is it your education? Because here's what we know. What you think about the most grows. So if we put God in our thoughts and we think about God more throughout the day, we're going to get closer to God. It's a no-brainer, right, church? Our 21-day fast, we're going to get closer to God. And if we think about God more often in our thoughts throughout the day, not only do we get closer to God, but number two, God gets bigger. God gets bigger. Because whatever your dominant thought is today, just reflect right now. Just review right now. What did you spend today thinking about the most? Whatever it was, that's the center of your world. Whatever it was, that's the biggest thing you have going on in your life today. I say, let's put God at the center of our world. I say, let's make God bigger than our problems, than our past. Amen. Let's have a managed mindset. A managed mindset, if you're a note taker, a managed mindset gives peace. An unmanaged mindset gives you pressure. A managed mindset will give you strength. An unmanaged mindset will give you stress. A managed mindset will give you confidence. An unmanaged mindset will give you chaos. And it's up to us. We choose, right? Life or death. Blessing or cursing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for tonight. Thank you, God, that we're learning how to have real change this year by changing our habits, by changing our habits, by replacing our habits. And what is a habit? It's a behavior repeated over and over again. And what is that behavior? It's a result of what we're believing. And what we're believing is a result of what you're thinking about the most. So change what you're thinking, and you'll change your life. Am I right? One more time. Let's read it before we go on. The count of three. 1, 2, 3. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Now, let me help you out in closing. Let me help you out. Let me give you four or five steps, takeaways on how to get more and how to get real change. Real change. Because we're all looking for, we don't want the fake, we don't want the temporary, we want it to last. Can I have an amen, church? So we want real change, new you, new habits, new year. And how does it happen? By the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. And what do we want to renew our mind with? God's Word, right? Because God's Word is God's will. God's Word is God's thoughts. And His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And His ways are higher than our ways. Notice your thoughts determine your ways. Your thoughts come before your ways. Isaiah chapter 55. As the team comes out, as they get ready. So you and I, the most important thing, if we're going to change, if we want our world to change, then our thinking has to change. And so we got to renew our mind. That's the most important thing we can do as a Christian, once we become a Christian, because without that, we won't have transformation and we'll still be defeated. Born again, love the Lord, on our way to heaven, but defeated. I don't want anybody that I pastor living a life like that. I want you to have a quality life. I want you to have the best, the good, the abundant life. You have the life that you're living, and you have the unlived life you haven't lived yet. You have the life that you're living and the unlived life you haven't lived yet. I want you to live the life you haven't lived yet that God has planned for you. How does it come? Through new habits. How are they formed? Through managing the way you think. So here's how it all works in the renewing of our mind. Look at Romans 12 and verse 2 on the overheads. Romans 12 and verse 2. Can you read it out loud for me on the count of three? One, two, three. What, one more scripture? I mean, how cool is that? Right there it is, by a new person. I want to be a better husband this year. I want to be a better father, a better grandfather. I want to be a better pastor, a better teacher, a better leader. Amen. And how do we become better, 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 better? How do we become that new person? How do we live that life we haven't lived yet God has for us? By how? The renewing of our mind. James 1, let's look at one more verse, and then I'll give you the five takeaways. James chapter 1, verse 25. Y'all been doing so good. Could you do it one more time for me? Promise, cross my heart, hope to live. Last time. One, two, three. Greatest habit that you and I as Christians now, born again, come to Christ, Christ followers, the greatest habit that we want to instill in our life this year, this is a starting point, this is out of the gate, is a daily Bible reading plan. Okay? So let me show you how to get the most out of your daily Bible reading plan. We're going through the Bible this year again as a church, right? Y'all going with me? Amen? So let me give these to you. They all start with the letter R. So we can remember them. I'm just going to throw them out. We'll pick them up next Wednesday night. But when you let's say, for example, today is what, the 16th? So this morning I read Proverbs 16, right? I read Proverbs 16. I mean, it's already there, systematic. Tomorrow is what, the... So I'm going to read Proverbs, okay? So how am I going to get the most out of Proverbs 16 today? When I sit down with my cup of coffee, remember, I'm not fasting coffee. Whew, glory to God. Social media? Yeah. Coffee? No, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I had my coffee this morning. I had my Bible. I was sitting there reading Proverbs 16. And so the first thing is that we want to read the Bible. Now, when I say read, I'm talking about in a way that you actually are studying it. You're not fast reading. You're not speed reading. You're reading slowly. You're reading intentionally. So you want to read, you know, you want to read the word for mind renewal, for real change. You want to read it. It's so important that you read it out loud. You read it out loud. You read slowly. You read it out loud. And scientifically, they taught me this when I was in college. They said that when you read a book, and I know today we have Audible, we have, you know, we have e-books, all that. But back in the olden days, when you had hard, we read books, they said, you when you read out loud and you're studying, you want to take your finger and you want to put it below every word that you read. They said, don't use a ruler, don't use an index card, because it's hiding the rest of the words on the page. But if you want to get more out of your reading, you read slowly, you read intentionally, and you use your finger to follow along right under each word that you read. Try it. See if it makes a difference. So we're just going to go through these quickly, but it's really important. So then number two is, after you read, let's say, for example, Proverbs 16 today, we're going to read like two or three verses, then I'm going to stop and I'm going to reflect. I'm going to reflect on what I just read. So I'm going to read slowly. I'm going to read intentionally. I'm going to put my finger under each word as I'm reading. That's so important. And then I'm going to stop, because you want to read in small chunks. Don't read the whole chapter and then, okay, praise God, I got to go to work, got to go to school. You're not going to get the real change and transformation of the renewal process that you're looking for. So you're going to read. Number two, you're going to reflect. And then number three, you're going to write. Write. You know, what you write down in a line, you remember in your mind. Now, we'll spend more time next Wednesday night, but it's okay if I just give you these five takeaways. Y'all start with R, on how to have greater, get greater results from your daily devotional in the Bible. How to get greater transformation, how to really get the change, how to get the most out of our Bible reading plan together this year. How to really have a new habit, new you, new level, new season. So I forgot already, we're going to read what? Slowly, intentionally. And we're going to point out the words as we read. Number two, we're going to stop. We're going to read in little chunks. And we're going to stop and we're going to take time to reflect on how does this apply. You know, daily in our devotionals that we did for your 21-day fast, right? Our team put together, I give you a daily on how to apply what we're reading. We reflect on it and then we show how you can apply it every day. So reflect on, okay, how can I apply what I just read? And then number three is we write down, we journal. Isn't it great our team put the journal together for our 21-day fast? You journal, you write it down. And we could talk more about that. And then number four is, then once you write it down, then you review once again. You review. You go back over those three or four or five or six scriptures, because you know what? I find out every time I read the Bible, I get something. Yeah. So I review. We're talking about how to get the most out of renewing your mind. Because if you want to change your life, change your mind. Your life is shaped by the thoughts you think. So read, reflect, write, review, and then what's the next one? Is this number five? Reteach. Reteach. In other words, share with someone what you're learning. Because, you know, you haven't really got it till you can teach it. You haven't really got it till you can share it with somebody else. This, what I'm sharing with you is going to cause the word to stick and stay in your spirit. And then number six, real change. Real transformation. Because you're developing a new healthy habit of a happy Christian.